Yes.
So if you want to maybe just introduce yourself, just so that I can...
Okay.
And maybe how long you were...
Bernie McLean. I graduated from medical school in 1961. And I went to practice in the Waterford, and I was there from June till '61 until October of 1962.
Okay.
At that time, I worked as a salaried physician with the New Waterford Medical Clinic.
Okay.
And I suppose my major job was I was doing host calls.
Yeah. So how did that work as a new doctor coming into the system?
Well, I was on, this had gone on for quite a number of years, and often what happened was there were doctors hired for, would go to work perhaps for a couple of years, often in a place like New Waterford or Glace Bay.
Okay.
Because they generally could pay a little bit more money.
Okay.
And because they had this checkoff system coming in. The big advantages to it, I suppose, the minor benefit that I think from it, the problem from the medical side was that I always felt that there was quite an overuse of medical services at that time.
Okay.
And particularly, say, home calls, which I was doing a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sometimes called out to do compensation forms or things like that at the house.
Oh, really?
So, it was difficult.
How many minors would you have been responsible for?
I think at that time there were... I'm just trying to think. I think there was a total of around 3,000 to 4,000
okay.
in the New Waterford section. There were three minors going at that time that I remember. 12, 16, and 18. So between 3,000 and 4,000 probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many doctors would there have been?
When I was there, there were seven.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a surgeon, Dr. Nathanson, and Dr. Roach was actually a general practitioner, but an anesthetist,
okay.
fully trained anesthetist as well. Dr. Crystal, who was the general practitioner, and I think he did some surgery as well, but not while I was there. Dr. Miller, Dr. McIsaac, who was later went on to do urology. He was a classmate of mine. And there was another Dr. Fahmy.
Okay.
He was a salary doctor. So there were three guys that sort of owned the clinic, and there were three of us who were working.
Okay. So they
for the clinic at that time, yeah.
Okay. And so did you have your own patients, or are you just kind of... You worked with the patients of one of the doctors that owned the clinic?
As far as the office is concerned, I sort of developed my own practice. And,
okay.
And so that you had patients come to see you, and then when you admitted somebody, you generally looked after them.
Okay.
But I frequently did house calls more for Dr. Roach, who had a huge general practice.
Okay.
And so mostly his house calls that I'd be doing sometimes. Many as 43 in a day.
Wow.
I remember doing that on one occasion with a big flu epidemic.
Really?
But it would often mean you'd go on a day on call. You could go steady from 4 in the afternoon maybe until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And it wasn't a big area. Thank goodness it wasn't a big area, because most of the population were within 1 square mile of the town.
Mm-hmm. How did, say, Dr. Roach, how did he go about getting the minors to subscribe to him? Because I think they had a choice, didn't they?
They had a choice. Doctor.
So yeah. How did that work?
I think.
Do you know?
I'm not sure exactly. You know, he came there in 1947. And I'm not sure if he went on salary or he immediately joined the clinic.
Okay.
But generally it was that you were in on salary, and then I think at their discretion, then it would be whether you joined the system.
At the doctor's discretion?
Yeah.
Okay, so did the mine have anything to do with who was in the system and who wasn't?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so it was all the doctors.
No.
Oh, that's interesting. So when you did your house calls, what kind of services? I mean, of course, your medical services you provided. What about medications, that kind of thing?
No, very little in the way of medication. I'm not sure. I don't think they had any medical pharmacy plan that I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
And but of course, we had very limited number of things to give out to.
Yeah.
I mean, when I graduated, it was the compendium was about that thick. And
so you would just prescribe it to them,
mm-hmm.
and they would
yeah,
go get
prescribed.
It.
There was a local drugstore in town. Yeah.
Okay.
So there were a few people, I mean, that worked outside the mining system, mm-hmm. postmaster, people like that.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other services that you did that weren't maybe traditionally within the doctor roles, like dentist kind of, did you do any?
No, there hadn't been a dentist there at that time.
Okay.
He did all the dental work.
Okay. Do you know, was that covered for them? Do you know?
I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't think it was, but yeah. I'm not sure if it was.
Yeah.
Do you know, on average, how many families did subscribe to each doctor? You said there were, was that 3,000 to 4,000 for you, or was that for all seven doctors?
Well, that would be, I'm just trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
There were only three that they would subscribe to. Four. Roach, Nathan, Crystal, and Miller.
Okay.
And one guy was Miller was outside the clinic on his own.
Oh, okay. Was there a maximum number of patients that they were allowed?
No, there wasn't, and I think that probably may have been the spot where it could have been abused.
Yeah.
But I think it's not my the numbers that strike me is around 700 or 800
per
families.
Wow.
You know, the bigger one, the bigger practitioner, perhaps say Dr. Roach. And something tells me Dr. Nathan would have been in the 400 to 500 range.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would that include just direct family? Or would it be kind of...
That would be husband, wife, and whatever kids. Children.
Yeah. What about if they had cousins and stuff visit?
Mm.
That
no,
they would have to pay?
Yeah.
Did... were there a large number of people who you served as a doctor that weren't in the checkoff system? So just people who lived in the community that...
Just in that community.
Or most of them?
No, I'm sure I'm less than 1%.
Really? So they were mm-hmm. nearly all checkoffs?
Yeah.
What about, I don't know if you had any experience with this, but say if the minor in the family died, and then there was the rest of the family, do you know how that would have worked for services?
No, I don't.
Or if they retired... Do you know if the doctor would keep on providing services, or would it become fee for service?
Yeah,
I know they often didn't retire.
I know. Yeah. No, I think it became. I can't mm-hmm. really be sure, but I think it just became fee for service.
Okay. Okay.
It was the checkoff system. I think was over with when I came here. Now there may have been one spot that had checkoff system, but they only had 30 or 40 miners.
Oh, really?
In a small mine when I first came here. And, but I'm almost
sure. So it was in the early 60s?
Mm-hmm. 62.
Okay.
But certainly nobody, there was nobody else. And I'm almost sure that wasn't in existence here at that time.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what, would they have had the fee-for-service then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is before national healthcare. They kind of switched off
that's
it.
That's right.
Do you know why they would have changed?
Oh, no. I mean, they didn't... I don't think the local mine had the checkoff system.
Oh.
There was... They had that system going with the other larger mines.
But not with the local mine here?
No, not with the Evans mine that I can remember.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. Let me see what other questions I have here. Do you know what the average salary was of a doctor here? I know these are hard questions.
A doctor.
Because, yeah, just doctors who worked with checkoff miners.
Well, in those days, I think.
Would it have been a lot more or less than doctors who worked outside of the system in other places?
Yeah.
Do you know?
It seemed to me that like $40,000 was an awful lot of money in those days. And that would be what you'd think somebody was making.
You did mention that people often came to New Waterford or Glace Bay because it was so good I thought you mentioned that earlier, that it was good salary.
Oh, yeah. The salaries were good.
Yeah. So better than other
people. Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, I know when I graduated, it was Ernie Johnson, one of the GPs in Halifax, a classmate of mine. He went to work with somebody in Halifax, and I went to work in Waterford. I think I was getting $200 and some more a month than Ernie was.
Oh, really?
You know, and that meant going from 600 to 800.
Yeah.
You know, which is a big 25% higher.
Do you know in other places if, because it was more fee-for-service, were there problems with payment? I mean, did you have any friends that, or even yourself, once you left New Waterford?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would have been a big issue in other places.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Here you wouldn't have had that.
Well, when I, you know, to move out of New Waterford and to say to come into a community like this, you'd probably only get paid for about a third of the work that you were doing, you know.
So would that have been a big salary drop then?
No, not really. When I came here, I pretty well maintained the same salary.
Even though you were only paid a third?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we're busy, though.
Yeah.
I'd say 40, maybe 40% closer.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
Because I had a big increase in pay in the National Healthcare Committee.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you must have seen a lot of patients then, both here and when you were in.
We would go to work. We worked 5 days a week. And we were doing four nights a week at that time, too. So we went back in again at 7 o'clock.
Really? How was that for lifestyle?
Ooh, not very nice, no.
No.
Not very nice.
What about holidays?
And we'd do it Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. We'd
win the office here at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were sick, we expect you to come and see us then. You know, if there was something I couldn't wait till tomorrow. So we generally saw 5 or 6 people. And that was it. So then you didn't get the calls all day. You know.
Oh, that's good.
So that was good.
Were you able to take holidays, or was that done?
In New Waterford, I took 2 weeks while I was there. And
did one of the other doctors cover your patients?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so it was feasible to take some time off. Yeah.
Oh, no, good.
Oh, that's good.
I don't remember Dr. Roach taking any time at that time.
Yeah.
But I can remember.
Yeah.
Because he would be in such demand, you know.
Did you think there were any other pitfalls in the system aside from just the time commitment?
I'm sure that the over, you know, too many patients ending up with one doctor would be a pitfall. Even though the guys were excellent physicians,
mm-hmm.
they were, you know, excellent teachers because they taught me a load of stuff down there.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and it is quite different leaving a big hospital to go out into a small community to work.
Mm-hmm. What were the hospitals like then? Compared to other hospitals at the time, do you think they were
mm-hmm.
up to standard? Or?
I think so. The hospital in New Waterford was built, I think, in the mid-20s. So it was, 35, 40 years old. It was just being replaced at that time when I left there.
Okay.
It's just been built in construction. In fact, they moved in within a few weeks after I left them into the new hospital.
Really? And did they have, in terms of equipment, were they up to date?
Oh, I think
everything,
so.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. New Waterford was particularly good.
Yeah.
They had, there were a number of things there. Because the miners subscribed to the hospital as well.
Yeah.
And so they were able to have, they had extra funds on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And when the old hospital closed, which was supported by the miners themselves, they had a fund of about $50,000 that they had to make up their mind what to do with.
Wow.
So I'm not sure where it eventually had left. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that money went. But you know, I can remember when I went there, something like hypothermia blankets and respirators. It was very uncommon to have a respirator anywhere. I don't know if there was a respirator anywhere outside of Halifax, except for one of them.
Wow.
I shouldn't say that, but I mean,
certainly
the hospitals that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit later, again, that type of thing.
Were there two different hospitals, or was there just one? There was just one hospital, so they had no choice. So.
Yeah. There's, of course, there was the surrounding hospitals, Grace Bay and Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But most of the work was done in the Waterford. There was very little referred out.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would happen if you did have to refer someone out? How would that be paid for? Do you know?
I think at the VG they went on the ward, and I don't think anybody was billed on the ward at that time.
Okay.
And if they were referred into Sydney, then they would be responsible for it. They would have to pay for that themselves.
You have to pay for that themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. What about for staying up to date as a doctor? Maybe you would know more about the other doctors. Were they able to go to conferences, that kind of thing? You know, just things that you do to... I don't know if that was done at all in other places too. Was that common to you?
I don't think it was common, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So did they just rely on you people coming in kind of thing to stay up to date? Yeah. Or?
Well, both of them. I mean, when I went there, both of them, both Roach and Nathanson. Nathanson had just finished his fellowship. Mm-hmm. He had been in practice and had done surgical training for 2 or 3 years. Then he went back and did another year to do his fellowship.
Okay. So he would have been.
And Dr. Roach had just finished his fellowship in anesthesia.
Oh, okay.
So both of them were very, very up to date at that stage. And I don't recall them going, I can't remember them leaving town, to be honest.
Yeah. But they had just finished their fellowship, so they would have been. Let me think, is there anything else I had to ask? Did you have any interesting experiences with patients or anything you can think of? Maybe a good or a bad experience. I know Dr. McDonald had told me a story. He worked in Glace Bay.
Yeah.
And he told me some stories of one of the doctors he worked with getting roughed up by a miner before. And little things like that. He said that didn't happen very often. But
now and
then he had stories. Did you ever experience anything like that? Or?
No. I didn't. I had a gun pointed at my head, but not down there. It was only in the last few years.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Ooh, that's not...
Oh, God, it's terrifying.
That's terrifying. So is that here that happened?
Yeah. It was... I was just out. I was out one night to... they had a televised boxing match on one of the big boxing matches. Anyway, I went out to a rink. And while I was there, I called back to do a maternity... to do a delivery, and I was kind of in a hurry to get out, and I knew I was going to have a hard time getting my car out of the parking lot. And this guy stopped me that was drinking quite heavily and wanted to discuss something, and I told him I just didn't have time, so. And I'm not sure what the tone of my voice was. It may have been very, because I didn't have much patience. Anyway, when I come back to my house that night, somebody called me. There was a car parked out on the street. Somebody called me out, and this gun was pointing at me. Terrifying thing.
God.
Yeah.
It ended okay.
They only did, obviously. we finally
horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But in Waterford was a tremendous place for learning, because we did so much in that hospital, and there was so much surgery down there. There was a lot, a fair amount of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing I did a lot of was go over to the mines when there was an accident, and often they were quite horrific injuries.
So did you have to go into the mine for the accident?
I've only been down the mine once, just the once.
What was that like?
That was not very. I dreaded it. I mean, I was petrified of the thought that I'd have to go down into this dark place.
There was no choice.
The day that it happened, I was in the car and on my way down before I thought of all these fears that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it just happened quickly.
Yeah.
So did you ever, so you only had to go down once?
Yes.
Did most of the doctors have to go down into the mine, or?
I think most of them were down
at
one time or another.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Let me see. I'm just looking to make sure I haven't forgotten to ask anything. So, all in all, you think it was a good experience and a good system? Did you think, or just if you had to weigh the pros and the cons for having a healthcare system?
Yeah.
For the minor and for the physician.
Yeah. Well, I think it worked out well for both.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So they had good. I mean, they were offered good health care.
Mm-hmm. And the same, you know, in Glace Bay, which I was a little bit familiar with, they certainly got good health care over there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very, you know, it was a very busy spot, and it was a lot was expected of you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I found quite a difference when I came up here. There were much less demands. Everything was fee for service here.
Okay.
There were much less demands on you. Although we were still very busy, it tended to be less frivolous.
Why did you decide to move?
My brother practiced here.
Okay.
And he had somebody working with him who left.
Mm-hmm.
And then he developed Berger's disease. Mm-hmm. Almost lost his legs. So I came up to help him out for 6 months.
And you just did?
41 years ago. 40 years ago.
So one of my questions was, how did the hospitals compare with Sydney and Halifax and other communities? And you say they're quite good. Do you know about the one in Glace Bay? Just had you heard anything about, was it as good as the one here in New Watford? Or?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think so. I think
the two in Glace Bay?
They did well over in Glace Bay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of doctors not liking working in the system? Or was it generally something that...
No, I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
But
your experience is...
You never... I'll tell you one. I'll give you a name. This doctor, and Bernie Badley wouldn't have thought of him. It would be Dr. Steele.
Oh, I have...
You haven't talked to him, have you?
Dr. McDonald. I haven't talked to him yet, but Dr. McDonald has told him that I'm going to come. I think he's in Halifax.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, he used to be the president of the Medical Society. He's retired just a few years. Your father knew him well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do plan a meeting with him, but he's in Halifax, so
I
decided
okay.
I could put that off for a while.
Good.
Did he work here with you?
He worked with my brother for for a year. And then when my brother went to do surgery in the 50s, he came here. But he had, in the meantime, it's been a couple of years in either New Waterford or Glace Bay, I'm not sure which.
Okay.
It was very common at that time to go out into practice and then go back and do your residency then.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that's what he had done. He had been in practice for 3 or 4 years and went back and did residency.
Okay.
My brother was out 9 years before he went back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. What was I going to ask?
But there were a lot of people even around the university who had worked in New Waterford and Glace Bay and done that because they could accumulate some money quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so it wasn't hard to come in and work, and hard to get in.
The other thing is, I mean, there wasn't a big demand for patients. I mean, for doctors.
There wasn't.
Not like today, where there's probably 15 places around the province that mm-hmm. need a doctor today or would like to have extra doctors.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there was very few places that were sort of open to go to, you know.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. There's some people that think that, to some extent, national health care was based on the system. I've talked to some people who think that.
Yeah.
I think most people think it. Saskatchewan had much more of an influence. But mm-hmm. Do you think that there would have been some connection there? I don't know. It's kind of a hard question.
Yeah. No, I would doubt very much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, national health, I remember the Saskatchewan situation very well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the British system of national health, I think, was a capitation system as well.
Yeah.
And much more like what the miners had.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the system that we, Saskatchewan, and we had here, was fee-for-service. I'm sure they would much rather have had it on a capitation system, you know, that they could control it more.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I think it made it, no, there was a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference between the two systems.
What do you think now of people talking about looking into having a capitation system again? Do you think that's a good or a bad thing?
No, I think it's a bad thing.
Do you think there's any kind of inherent problems with it, or...?
Well, it's different. You know, I mean, I look at it different than the young doctors do, because we have I now have, we have something like three, I think, that are working as salaried physicians here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for sure two of them, both have refused to want a fee for service. They're enjoying the salaried style, lifestyle, I guess. And, but I would have some, well, I've worked 40 years. Mm-hmm. Morning, Dr. Shaw, how are you?
Morning.
So,
do you think there are any problems in terms of just how it works for healthcare delivery? Do you think it would be a poor quality of care if it has to be capitation, or?
Somebody said one time, so the fee insures the service. You know, I mean, and I said, I think there's some incentive for you to do things.
Mm-hmm.
If there's more, you know, I mean, if you're certainly more incentive for you, you get a bid at night.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get paid for it, then if it's the same salary,
mm-hmm.
is there all the time. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, there's different attitudes now. I think,
yeah.
You know, and they may be right.
Do you think that people can learn from how it worked with the checkoff, for seeing that maybe there's some bad aspects to having capitation?
I just think that overuse of home visits is one thing.
When you say overuse, you mean just being called in when?
For very frivolous stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. What kinds of things did you
get? Yeah. Oh, gee, anything. The lineup was too big in your office today, or...
Really?
Yeah.
And that would happen quite often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, when I came here, I was still making house calls. And I'd do, maybe three or four a day. But some of them, of course, were long. You know, you'd have to go 25 miles from it, so...
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big area. How were doctors recruited to towns? So to New Waterford and to Glace Bay, did you just kind of, was it your own incentive to come, or were you recruited? How did that work?
It was peculiar. This friend of mine went to work in New Waterford,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't made up my mind what I wanted to do. And so he came and said to me one day, why don't you come to Waterford? So I went.
Because he's that.
But... I think the guys were recruited, you know, but most of them were recruited for salary jobs.
Okay.
Another friend of mine worked in Lunenburg for a couple of years. Johnson, a lot of the guys in Halifax, Ernie Johnson, Carlisle Phillips, and Byron Reed, and these guys, I'm sure they all started off on salary jobs. And then either joined in a partnership with the person they were working for.
Mm-hmm.
But you could, in those days, you could spend 6 months doing very little in Halifax trying to build up a practice.
Really?
Because, I guess people were not using doctors, so they had to come out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Would you have, is there anything you can think of that you would have changed to make the system better? The checkoff system?
No, I couldn't. That's a more difficult one for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I mean, we can see this now. I think people are more and more demanding as far as medical care is concerned. I mean, it's not, there's no penalty for using it. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the penalty before was you had to take the money out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have health insurance, but it's certainly used an awful lot more. I mean, that we now have twice as many doctors in small communities as we used to have, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, even here. But the checkoff system, it's hard. I think was, you know, the big overuse of say home visits.
Mm-hmm.
was something that was allowed to develop, you know, I mean, and then it became expected,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, I mean, it said patients were not treated properly.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a difficult thing to say no a lot of the time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there any, this isn't really to do with the checkoff, but when you had the fee for service, I had heard that the fee, was it a standard fee that you had?
Mm-hmm.
Or would it change depending on the income of the patient?
Yeah, sometimes it would change. Sometimes it could change.
Okay. Would that be more for the low income?
Or mm-hmm. would it change? Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's, there's no question would often certainly make an effort to charge a person with low income a lot less or charge nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're having some difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first came here, I suppose, the Department of Veterans Affairs, we had a large number of Second World War veterans, and there were the teachers and hospital workers, and they tended to have health coverage, so it made it easier. But suppose really it's just trying to think of anything that had changed, and I suppose just the education of the patients, that it was just allowed to go on that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The miners had mentioned to me that I spoke with yesterday that they noticed a big difference before and after. I suppose it would be hard for you because you left kind of before
mm-hmm.
National Health or Human, but they noticed a big difference in the kind of relationship that there was between the town, the miners, and the doctors
with
the checkoff. And then when it went national healthcare, they thought it was more impersonable, more kind of withdrawn, and maybe less...
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Did you ever hear of that?
No, I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was interested. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They thought it was a direct...
Right.
...a result of it changing.
I see.
The way the system works. They thought before it was more a doctor had his people and...
Yeah.
...they were his and, you know, you didn't switch doctors and...
Yeah.
...he would come do house calls and it was very kind of family-oriented kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Because suddenly, really, I suppose the same thing happened to them as happened to us here, because suddenly with national health care, our offices became so crowded, and so many line up, it was hard to make a house call afterwards.
Was it?
Yeah.
When did that stop?
I think when the ambulance services really started, you know, back in the 70s, somebody had started ambulance service here. And then, by that stage in my life, I'd sort of known most of the people around here.
Mm-hmm.
And so certainly there were less, if it sounded like a hospital problem, you know, we just sent the ambulance after them, and that cut down a lot of house calls. But, I mean, house calls are difficult. It's often that it's often very little that you can do within in a house for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather it's... I mean, I still make some house calls myself, but often it's more for palliative care patient or something like that.
Okay.
You know.